Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Well, not the Good Friday, just a Good Friday to all of you. Thank you for listening, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for downloading us or listening live or listening on the reruns on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. However the fuck you get us and listen to us, we appreciate your listening etude. Join us on the Twitter machine during the show. We actually are still clinging. I think I said we're the music on the Titanic, maybe.
Yeah.
We're stuck on Twitter kind of because, you know, it's still Twitter and it's an easy way to.
Right.
Where a lot of our followers can send us messages and stuff. And
I'm tweeting.
Then the haters can call us libtards and tell us to fuck off.
It's a fun cycle. It's real fun.
At Crab Diving, so you can tweet us during the show. We occasionally check it. And then thanks for ever so much for buying shit through the old Amazon link. crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy some shit at Amazon, we get a little commission and it doesn't cost you fuck. Just helps us out with a couple of pennies.
That's right.
Or dimes.
Everybody is getting rich off podcasts.
Jeff Bezos flies from his yacht.
Right.
Personally on his helicopter when he's in town and drops off our money.
Yeah. If I'm a rich person, I'm like, fuck this shit. I want you to implant wings on me. Why can't we do that? Why can't you
call Elon? I think you'd have odds that he might be like, well, that's a great idea.
But I would need a doctor. If you wanted to have wings, but you would have to be able to.
Wings.
It would be difficult.
Like Hawkman.
Exactly like Hawkman.
I'm sure the comic book versions of Hawkman are pretty awesome.
Right.
But any television or movie depiction of Hawkman, I just think, come at me, nerds, but I just think they're sorely lacking.
If there's anybody from DC listening, and I don't know, it seems like the characters, some of them on your side of the fence, they're not great. It's Aquaman. It's a guy that exists underwater. So now every scene has to be underwater if I want to, or in a tub or something, if I want to see him do his shit. That sucks to me. I don't even give a fuck.
You think he does little like party tricks?
Yeah.
When he goes to college and he's like, check this, fill up the tub, check this shit out.
You have to fill up the tub or be in water to check his shit out. I actually think there's more of an argument. I think it would be better to be Aquaman. I mean, can you control your bowels? Because a bird can't. A bird just shits everywhere. I mean, I would like to be able to take a shit when I want to.
Well, he's man, Hawk man. Hopefully he
got
that part.
Right, and he's part Hawk man.
Maybe he's got
part
a cloaca.
Man. I want to know what parts you got from that bird. He got the beak. He got the beak.
Well, maybe you give him a few drinks and he'll...
Horrible.
He'll show you what's going on.
I just think... And how does DC explain the existence of Hawkman? Is Hawkman a genetic thing?
Is he from a different planet?
We
don't want to cause our listeners to flee. I'm not going to read the origin story of Hawkman.
And then all of a sudden with Wonder Woman, there's just one island with super people that live there?
Well, yeah. Amazing Amazon women.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
I like that. That makes sense. That makes sense. I can live with the invisible
jet. Magic-y shit, though. Yeah, and the magic lasso.
The Flash sucks. That sucks.
The Flash. I like The Flash.
It's the dumbest superhero. I like The Flash. He's fast.
Yeah, and sometimes okay. That's really fucking cool. Look, if I'm going to get hit with some not top tier mutancy, super ultra speed like fast. That would be fucking awesome.
Well, listen, I agree.
You could have lunch in Paris.
No. I'm agreeing with you. It would be awesome to have that superpower.
Yeah.
It is not a great superpower to watch a television show or a TV thing about.
Oh, I don't know. I think
No, because it's just fast. It's all we know that he's going to get there before anyone else. And if he doesn't, yeah, guess what? It's another Flash person.
Sometimes there's shit that's just like, that's too strong for his fastness. It doesn't matter how fast he goes.
And like Batman, I like Batman. That makes sense.
Batman's cool.
Batman makes sense until you have Batman as Superman. Then you're like, why do we even have Batman?
You know, I still have never seen that movie.
I've seen it. I've seen the fights.
That's with Ben Affleck, right?
You can go on YouTube and Google Batman Superman and just search for the fights.
And that's all good?
You can watch all the fights and none of the talking. It's excellent, dude. It's really good.
Very nice. Maybe they should have done the silent version like the old days.
I mean, it was that the fighting scenes are good. And you know, but the only reason Batman has a fucking prayer against Superman is because why? Why do you think that is in this movie?
I'm sure Batman had ordered a truckload of kryptonite, which is somehow the rarest thing on the planet.
Again, DC.
But everybody seems to have a little bit of it.
All the time. It's only kryptonite. It's only kryptonite with that story. That's the only thing. And it's, do you see how it's problematic? Name another one. I'll tell you why it sucks. It's just a horrible.
Well, you know, they're good stories, though.
The Wonder Twins.
Well, that's a little ridiculous.
What do you mean? It's one of their heroes.
I know.
It's not ridiculous.
I always felt the Wonder Twins were kind of like tier two sidekick comic relief. Not as much as whatever that little animal thing was. That was snark. Was that it or something like that?
Do you think?
Am I mixing my cartoons?
The evil Wonder Twin goes up to Jason Miller. He's like, "Listen, I'll be a glass of water. Then you can put an abortion pill."
Yeah, well, it's got to be a smoothie. Can you shape up a smoothie?
No. He's only water. See, that's the thing. He's water.
You know, throw some leaves in me and.
And then and your sister, you can only be forms of water, but your sister can be any animal she wants in any given moment. That would be really cool.
Manimal?
I'm water, though.
That would be cool.
But I'm just water. That sucks. That sucks. That's unreasonable.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Why did Jesus apologize for the DC descent into nerddom?
I don't
want to
look at our live listeners. It's probably plummeting. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal,
Iffy.
HuffPo,
wee.
Dun dun dun.
Yes.
Why did I do that when I could play that sound effect?
You know, I'll say one more thing about the DC Universe. They did in the 70s when they had their Super Friends thing. I think maybe it was the 80s, early 80s. They did have a superhero of color. Which was
that was very woke of them.
But it was. But you know what the name of the hero was? Like Black Volter or Black Volton or Black Voltage, right? Or some shit like that. But the name Black was in
Black Lightning.
Why did it have to be the Black Lightning? No, it's not Black Lightning. It's Black Lightning? Volter or Voltage.
Oh, I don't know.
Some shit. But you know, you have one black character, and now you gotta have the name Black in it, don't you?
Well,
you
want
dumb
everyone
shits.
To be able to know his name.
Yes, it's Black Voltron.
Sure.
Or Volter.
Black Voltron.
I can't.
So would that be like five little Black Voltrons to create one Black Voltron?
You know what I would do if I was the Wonder Twin who could be water? I'd tell my sister, get in the bathtub. Then I'd tell Black Voltron, light her up.
Got an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrollGuard slips easily into your pocket so you can carry it with you wherever you go. You can...
I'm desperately trying to change the subject.
Yeah. Let's get it.
New clue on COVID origins is the HuffPo headline. New COVID origins data suggests pandemic originated from animals. Well, there you go.
God damn it. Wait. Does this mean it was invented in a lab?
Well, it doesn't mean that it... Well, let's read. International scientists who examined previously unavailable genetic data from samples collected at a market close to where the first human cases of COVID-19 were detected in China, said they found suggestions the pandemic originated from animals, not a lab.
Damn!
What about animals in a lab? No. Oh, I'm sure the right wing are losing their minds now.
Oh, because they can't take it.
Didn't they? It was the energy department. We didn't even really talk about it. But you know how all these different departments have for some reason, had their own investigations into where COVID came from. And like a couple of weeks ago, I think it was the COVID. Energy department said, you know, we kind of think it came from a lab.
Why?
I don't know. That's what they decided their evidence was. Maybe there's some Trumpy people left over at
Jesus
energy or something.
Fucking Christ.
And
it's a good thing I'm not president. I would be on the phone to who.
But now this international scientist, it says, are saying the opposite. So
right.
I'm sure they're going to poo-poo this. They're going to say, that last one was 100% right. This one's bullshit. You know, they're lying. It came from a lab. Fauci designed it himself. He smuggled it up in his rectum when he flew over to Wuhan.
Fauci just saved somebody's fucking life at a dinner, I think.
He stuck his ass out the bottom of the plane and crop-dusted all the Chinese.
That's how
with
they...
His COVID that he smuggled.
Where'd you read that?
He hot-pocketed it.
It's called the old hot pocket.
That'll be on 4chan in a week. I take credit for that, by the way.
Fauci saved somebody's life at a dinner or something recently, right? Somebody fainted and he helped him out.
She came back. Came to.
Right.
And
saved her.
No, he walked up and patted her on the back and said, are you okay?
Yes.
And talked to her and then waited for the...
When did he insert the 5G chip?
He didn't leap upon her. He didn't trach her on the spot.
When did he insert the 5G chip?
Well, a long time ago. When he flew over with the plane.
Oh, right, right. Jeez.
The other experts have not yet verified the analysis, which also has not yet appeared so far in peer-reviewed journal. How the coronavirus first started sickening people remains uncertain. The World Health Organization Director General, well, this is a lot of syllables, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
At a Friday press briefing said, these data do not provide a definitive answer to how the pandemic began, but every piece of data is important to moving us closer to that answer.
Some fucknut in the energy department's like, hey, started in the Chinese lab!
Something to do with genetic sequencing. I could get into the deets, but it's pretty...
Is Rick Perry still in charge of energy? They just left him there? Nobody noticed?
Raccoon dog.
What? It was a raccoon dog?
It's possible humans might have first brought the virus to the market and infected raccoon dogs, or that infected humans to leave traces of the virus near the animals. I guess they
Google
got some,
a picture of that. I have never even heard of that. That is the most interesting thing we've talked about all show. There is a raccoon dog? Who knew that? God, could you imagine Shelby, but with the dexterity of a raccoon? Will she be able to pick
with thumbs, you mean,
shit up with
shit?
Her?
Oh my God.
She would be fucked. Like, she can pick up your coffee cup and run around with it.
They look like...
Let me see.
They look like fluffy raccoons is about it. Looks like a raccoon that somehow got a little bleach done and got like brown highlights done. Right? It just looks like a raccoon...
I don't mean to pull
it. It looks like a German Shepherd.
A J.K. Rowling.
May have jumped into the
right
into the raccoon dam at some point a few generations back.
I don't mean to pull a J.K. Rowling, but is that a dog or a raccoon? Oh, how dare you. I mean, can it be? I guess it's a raccoon dog. Would you have
it's
that?
It is a Canidae.
That does it?
It is a canine. The common raccoon dog also called... Oh, you know what?
Show us pictures of his paws.
You know what? It's like a fox... But with raccoon colors, a big fluffy fox with raccoon colors. Well, that's why it's a canine.
But raccoons
aren't canines. I don't.
No,
think.
No, no. Raccoons have, they're marsupials. They have pouches, don't they? This is a part of the show.
Oh, they are canine. No, no, that's a raccoon dog again.
But a raccoon dog. Raccoon dog. What? I want to see what the raccoon dog's feet look like, because that's what matters. If that fucker can pick up things like a raccoon, you know, raccoons can hold things. That's a game changer.
But it's a dog.
A dog.
So I'm going to say no. It's known for its raccoon-like face markings, most closely related to foxes. Common raccoon dogs feed on many animals and plant matter and are unusual among canids, dogs, foxes, and other members of the family Canidae for climbing trees and for hibernating in cold winters.
Okay, wait a second. We're blowing through this information. Dogs don't climb trees. Let's see a picture of these paws.
They are widespread in their native range and are invasive in Europe.
If Shelby got away from you and could just climb up a fucking tree, that would be fucked up. Yes. Let's see. Do they have pictures of the paws?
Looking. Oh my God. We need to get some newbies, man.
I know.
We're getting off on ridiculous tangents. No. We'll come back to the raccoon dog, though this relates to the headline.
That's right.
Of where COVID came from.
COVID.
All right. Let's move along. Move along. Out. There's nothing more. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's go over to the Drudge Repo and see what's going on.
Yes. Miniism.
Oh, more about the banks. More bailout.
Damn.
Swiss at crossroads, it says. Banks borrow record funds, et cetera, et cetera.
I can't wait for people to blame this on Joe Biden, because
it's already happening.
But come on. This is all about that Dodd-Frank shit, right?
Probably. I mean, I'm gonna listen to Elizabeth Warren on this one, because this is kind of her vibe
she's
and what she
off.
Knows about. Yeah, and
she sounded pissed on.
She's blaming kind of everybody.
Right. She's blaming the CEOs. She's blaming the regulators. She's blaming Jerome Powell. Called his ass out on Maddow, and she's blaming the banks. And that's it. Those people. She's blaming Shelby.
So that is the headline, the bunch of headlines over there.
Right.
The world's ending with the banks crashing, but, you know, we don't know that yet. Don't take your money out of the banks.
Well, I mean, wait. Chase, I want to withdraw my portfolio from you.
Don't take your money out of my bank.
Yeah. Wait,
don't,
I'm kidding.
Don't make my bank fail.
Right. No. I'm not calling on people to withdraw from Chase. That's not what I mean. I don't know anything. I'm not giving. I never would give anyone financial advice. I don't know anything about money.
So those are your headlines this Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Let's get to some of the other news.
Look out for them raccoon dogs.
Out there, we've got.
Does it bark?
What?
Sorry. No. Go ahead with the story.
Here is who is this asshole? This is Steve Deese.
Steve Deese. I know who this is. You know who this is too. He's a radio guy. Steve Deese.
He's a right wing. He's a right wing guy who I thought was like on regular radio. Like he's not. Or wasn't, he might be now, but he wasn't, you know, a lunatic.
I'm not thinking about the guy
just
that,
having a radio show on the internet.
Who is the guy that blew up the records at the Sox Stadium? It's not this guy.
Steve Dahl.
Steve Dahl, okay.
Steve Deese is an American talk show host. His program, The Steve Deese Show, is on Blaze Media.
Ooh.
Oh, that's Glenn Beck's vibe.
Yeah, that sounds like a marijuana network, but...
But he used to be... talk show on AM.
Okay.
While at WHO, he endorsed and gave airtime to Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee.
Nine!
During the 2008 Iowa caucuses, which helped Huckabee win the state's presidential primary. I forgot about that. Mike Huckabee won the Iowa primary.
Why are we listening to these fucks? What a horrible idea for president. Jesus.
He left WHO in early 2011 to launch a nationally syndicated radio program, The Steve Deese Show, on the Truth Radio Network.
What is Truth Radio Network? That doesn't have anything to do with Trump shit, right?
Not 2011, no.
Oh, okay.
In 2016, he endorsed Ted Cruz. Fail.
What a does that mean? Does that mean this fuckhead endorsed him? Mean like he went and told people listening to him, you know, you should vote for Ted Cruz? He said that? Jesus yeah. fucking Christ, man. You must be fucked up.
After Cruz dropped out of the race, he posted a voter registration form with a check mark next to no party in response to calls for Republican unity behind Trump.
No.
When Ted Cruz endorsed Trump, D said it was the worst political miscalculation in my lifetime. He went on to vote for the Constitution Party candidate. Name that guy. Anyone? Anyone? Oh,
wait. This
anyone name the Constitution Party candidate in 2016?
Oh, it's that guy who
he might have another brother with the same first name.
The same first name.
My name's this, and this is Larry. Larry. There's two brothers.
Daryl. Larry. Larry. Larry
another
Flint.
Brother with the same first name. This is my brother Daryl.
And my other brother Daryl.
My other brother Daryl.
So this is Daryl. Daryl.
And his last name.
I don't know who this guy is.
Is what the in Monty Python, the king they come riding up with their coconuts upon a French.
Oh.
What do they French live in?
Oh. A castle?
Yeah, Daryl Castle.
This guy's name is Derek Castle?
Daryl Castle was the Candidouche party. Constitution Party's candidate.
It's the Constitution douche party. You're right.
Now he's streaming on somewhere. I don't know what the fuck. But then in 2020, he announced he was voting for Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you, you fuck. Congratulations, Mr. Nazi.
Oh, and he's a truther.
I'm on Truth Social, financed by the Russians.
He. God, how stupid can this guy be? When you went to bed, Trump was ahead, and the counting miraculously stopped. When you woke up, it was resumed. Biden garnering Chavez-like totals in the dead of night. This is a coup. Oh, my God.
Why is he saying, is he just saying Chavez-like totals because... Did Alex Jones say that or something on his airwaves? Why is this guy saying that?
Well, they all, you know, kind of know how Hugo Chavez ran his elections.
Do you think it was Chavez like? We know it
who
wasn't.
Are we talking about? Biden? Well, no.
Biden. God,
no. We knew about it. Oh, God. I wish we could go back and pull the exact 500 fucking times on the show leading up to the fucking election. We talked about the red mirage. Don't worry. Trump's going to be ahead with the live voters.
Yes.
Arguably live voters that show up waddling that day because they're feared that because Trump told them not to take their vote in, not to mail it in, not to put it in drop boxes.
Well, they don't know what to do.
And that would overwhelmingly skew Trump, and that especially in back fucking asshole states like Pennsylvania, where the Republicans are in charge.
Yes,
they decided to say, "Well, we're not counting the mail-in votes at all."
Right, right.
I forget if it was until midnight or if it was until they were done counting. The initial ones, one of the
we're
two.
We're not even going to count some other states, all the fucking votes.
Some other states did one or the other. So anyway, they literally did not start voting those ballots, which were going to overwhelmingly skew Democrat.
Right.
Until late in the evening. So yes, we all knew it was going to happen. Everybody said it. Okay, you weren't on, maybe not on Fox. Maybe not on Breitbart.
Yes.
But the rest of the world knew what was going to happen.
You know, but this is how every fucking election is going to go forever.
For a while.
I mean, because
I think maybe it'll get tamped down eventually, but maybe
it's crazy.
Hopefully there will be an ass drubbing.
It's crazy.
In the next election.
That we never used to have these conversations before. Not before Trump. And I know you had that Al Gore thing back then, but that was different than this. I mean, they like, what are they doing? There's some, oh my God, I listened to Alex Wagner last night. Some apocalyptic thing that's going on. Some fuckhead from some militia has some seat on an election board, and it's one of these places that they've gotten rid of their Dominion voting machines.
Oh, good luck with that.
Well, they're going to do a hand count.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
But that's impossible.
Somewhere in Nevada or something. They say it's going to take them... it might take them 2 years to count.
But these people are just... They're destroying.
They're going to get sued, and it's going to get overturned.
How do we vote, though? How do those people vote?
What do you mean?
How do they vote? They got rid of the fucking voting machines.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to... Well, paper votes, but it's going to take ridiculously long to count them.
It's nuts. I don't understand why that's allowed to happen.
People vote for morons. Morons vote for morons.
But somebody's...
Morons vote for evil people that tell them what right. They want to hear.
It's crazy. It's fucking nuts.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yeah, who am I supposed to pray to fix this? What God?
Oh, should we have a God of the Week?
Today's God of the Week is Wanda's twin.
Arguably 30,000 of them to choose from.
Well, I think the God of the Week is going to be Raccoon Dog.
But yours is right. The only one, right, Christians?
Yes.
Yours is the only one that's true and real.
Don't
forget, it's not the Christian. It's not the Muslim God.
Right, right. And by the way, God decided to mutilate his son for you. And now you give each other chocolate about it. That's cool. It's very weird.
This is the sovereign state of Tennessee.
Nine! Oh, this is the Nazi state of Tennessee. Oh, I see. Yes.
Tennessee library director.
Oh, God.
You know where this is going.
Oh, yeah.
Has been fired after right-wing personalities, including one we'll tell you later.
Yes.
Made him out to be a villain who tried to disrupt one of these Christian fuckwads event, which BTW, he did not.
Right. So that was Tucker Carlson, I'm sure.
Kirk Cameron.
Holy fucking shit. I aim too high. Kirk Cameron.
On Wednesday, a Sumner County Library Board voted 4-3 to fire Hendersonville Public Library Director Alan Morales.
Why? Because he's not out there burning To Kill a Mockingbird?
It was the only significant event on the agenda. Right. One, call to order. Two, introduction of guests. Three, public recognition. New business, Kirk Cameron event, adjourn.
Kirk Cameron event.
It should be pointed out that Morales may have sacrificed himself to protect library staff. The latest skirmish in Cameron's month-long effort to vilify public libraries.
Who the fuck is this little scumbag
is going after our libraries.
Excuse me. Wake up call. Wake up call. We are letting Kirk Cameron fuck with us? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you out of your fucking mind?
It's raining like hell. I wasn't aware it was going to rain here in the panhandle. He keeps falsely...
Cameron.
Back in December, Cameron falsely claimed libraries were censoring him.
What the fuck?
Even while welcoming drag queens and hosting LGBTQ-friendly events.
Yes, I remember this story. He wanted to do some fucking dumb Christian shit at a public library. They told him no, because we don't believe in your bullshit. And now he's butthurt and doing this. What a sad little fuck.
The publishers of Cameron's new book wanted... Well, here it is. Here's what happened. The publishers of Cameron's new book wanted public libraries to sponsor events in which he would read his book to kids. In practice, that meant advertising on their websites, marketing the readings, as they do other events. Many of them said no.
Hey, you fuck. Libraries are where we find literature. Literature that's written by writers. And you are some bullshit artist. You are not a writer. Get the fuck out of the library, motherfucker. I rebuke thee.
Public libraries are under no obligation to...
God damn.
My ears in Wisconsin just crept out. Public libraries are under no obligation to use their resources to promote people or books that espouse hateful messages.
Right.
A drag queen reading a story about inclusion and acceptance is not a problem, but a bigot wanting to use a library's resources to preach intolerance shouldn't be given the same platform.
And let's think about it differently. A shitty book. Do you think the book is good? Do you think it's written well? Fuck no. Please, a library. Put good books in there that are entertaining and interesting and have something to say. I guarantee you, Kirk Cameron has not one fucking thing to say.
They also offered, most of the libraries, however, had no issue renting the space to him, as they would anyone else who agrees to follow their rules.
Yes, right.
So it was bullshit. He was lying. He's running around, clamping himself up on the cross, claiming that he's being fucking tortured and persecuted.
Oh my
when in
God.
Actuality, they tried to work with him, but he can't handle that.
You dumb fuck. You know why you suck, Kirk Cameron? Because you're one of these people that were born on a TV show. You were born to a laugh track. Born to a laugh track. You just expect people to love you. What are you doing with this bullshit?
If the library says they don't want to promote his events, he'll claim persecution. If they don't give him the exact space he wants, he'll say they're attacking his faith. If fewer people than expected show up, he'll just exaggerate the numbers, which I guessed he got caught.
Are such a
by
cunt.
The way, doing
exaggerating his numbers.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think we did that story.
God, this guy fucking sucks. Why is some fuckhead? Why are we letting Kirk Cameron into? He's trying to fuck with our libraries. Fuck all these people. God damn.
He did go and rent space from Indianapolis Public Library and hosted their own event. It brought plenty of people.
Did it?
But which wasn't a surprise, since if you're looking for Fox-loving Christians, Indianapolis has plenty of options.
Yeah.
But his publicity team wasn't going to just call it a day. They had to pretend something much more nefarious was going on. So they and their allies made a number of false claims on social media. For example, an article on Fox said this was the biggest crowd the library had seen in 137 years. Cameron's publisher said the numbers at over 2,500.
Oh, yes.
Meanwhile, it says the beautiful... he said, this beautiful library has a large auditorium that seats over 2,000 people, but leadership never offered it to us or even told us about it.
What does he expect the world to do for him? Bend over and spread its asshole?
Oh, here it is. What a miraculous morning in Indy, he wrote. Our library reading room. I don't have my Invisalign. Our library reading room held only 170 people. Over 1,000 moms, dads, and kids were waiting for us inside the library, and another 1,000 waited outside to stay and support, even though they knew they couldn't come in. And this, even though regular nightly political protests have kept most families far away from this beautiful library.
Hey, Kirk, if you told me 300 people showed up for your fucking event at a library, I would be impressed, because I can't imagine anyone gives a flying fuck about your existence.
Yeah.
No.
Then he says, sadly, the beautiful library has a large auditorium that seats over 2,000, but they never offered it to us or even told us about it. BTW.
Yes.
The Indianapolis Public Library responded. We are being inaccurately portrayed in news and social after a room rental yesterday. Our estimated door count during the event is around 750. Not 2,500. We have had larger events. So it wasn't the largest ever in the history of the library. God. We turn 150 years old in 2023. Our auditorium, which our guests chose not to rent, holds 300, not 2,000.
They
lied.
Yes, absolutely.
Lied.
But they had 750 people. That's amazing. What are they lying? Why would you lie about that? If I had 750 people at an event, I would be like, I got 750 people at a show. Holy shit.
Right.
That's a great crowd. Especially, like, what do they do that's entertaining for people at this event? Is it literally Kirk Cameron reading from a... Let me understand what goes on at this fucking event. It's Kirk Cameron reading from a book he wrote?
It's something like that, I guess.
Who the fuck? Wants to see that? 750 people showed up to watch that bullshit.
So the room that he rented, they said, was 300.
Okay.
I think, right? Isn't that what, wasn't that the response?
Yes.
Our auditorium, which are get, no, the auditorium that they chose not to rent holds 300. So whatever room he chose to rent only held X number of people.
Because they didn't expect that many people. If they didn't expect that many people, they would have spent more money to reserve a larger space, but they didn't want to reserve a larger space.
So they probably, it looked like a shit ton of people because there were a lot of people outside, but not
right.
Not 1,000 inside, 1,000 outside, and 170 were only allowed.
750 doesn't sound
fucking liar.
A little large for these spaces we're talking about too.
So anyway, this douche nozzle,
yes,
has gone after this library director in Tennessee.
How evil, Kirk! You suck.
He went and somehow, I guess his hounding, he went and got the guy fired.
Are you fucking shitting me? God.
Hendersonville, library officials didn't share their side of the story because they wanted to remain above the fray. Okay. That allowed Cameron and his allies to shape their own false narrative about what happened.
Right.
Cameron was slated to speak.
Yes.
On Saturday, February 25th, when right-wing commentators began encouraging people to attend, the estimated attendance of thousands was much larger than the library could accommodate, so they initially moved the event to a local church called the Fireplace Fellowship.
Jesus. I mean...
No big deal. The event would still continue. The church had a larger capacity. Within a day, however, the event was moved back to the library.
Okay.
The reasons are unclear.
What a shit show.
Whatever the reason, the library announced the change on Facebook and seemed fairly supportive of what Cameron was doing. They asked people to be patient with space limitations, but that they were excited to host the event.
Oh, yes. This is all for this shitbag to read this horrible fucking book that he scrawled out for his shitty fucking fuck fans. Boy, oh boy. God, what garbage. What trash.
But on Fox, they reported it, of course.
Yes.
A head official at the library threatened to cancel the event. The official at the library tried to say that too many people would be coming and the library couldn't handle it. As soon as the library's board of directors community heard this, they were against the decision and the library staff had to back down.
Yeah, they would have to back down. The staff would have to back down if their bosses told them to do something.
Our largest room is 300. They're claiming they're bringing thousands of people. We can't handle this.
Don't bring down. Yeah.
That's the physical limitation of the space.
Right.
Unless your God can turn our library into a TARDIS.
Yeah. And there's like, I know it's weird when these
Pun
Christians.
Intended.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird when these Christians can't follow rules when their whole world is about, if you don't follow the rules in this dumb fucking Lord of the Rings style book, you're going to burn in hell for the rest of your fucking life. But they're like, we're going to put 700 million people in a 300 seat room. Fuck you. What's that about?
Didn't Trump do that a couple of times where he's like, they should just, you know, these fire guys, they should just let him in. They should just let him in. The fire marshals are like, we can't.
Yeah.
It's against the law.
And
Trump is like, you should let him in. Just let him in.
These Kirk Cameron people did not want to put a big fat deposit down on a larger room. And they fucking cheaped out. That is what happened. You cheap motherfuckers. Why didn't you reserve the larger room then? Why?
Cameron's publisher was acting like the library shutting down the event because they couldn't handle the crowds amounted to persecution when it was really about safety. But somehow the library found a way to resolve the issue. Problem solved, right? Of course not. Just to throw more fuel on the fire. Riley Gaines, a swimmer best known for whining about trans athletes, attempted to film a promotional video for the event inside the library, then flipped out every time she heard noise. She claimed the staffers were doing it deliberately, though it's not clear she or anyone else had reserved any space in the library to film her videos.
I'm in front of the camera, and I'm filming my piece, and all of a sudden the staff started blaring music. So I asked them, hey guys, we have 60 more seconds. I just need to film this one time, and then you guys can play all the music you want. All these older women, librarians, came out from behind the desk, and they said, well, we're actually not turning the music off. We're using this music. This is how we cope with the stress that you're putting us under. We don't have to turn the music off because it's for our mental health.
Oh my God, yes, yes.
I'm sure that's exactly what they said.
These libraries, I love it. Go get them. Go get these motherfuckers.
And who the fuck do you think you are? Do you think you can go in to the library and order the music turned down?
Because they're Jesus people.
Right.
They spend, these evangelicals spend every fucking Sunday with a preacher telling them, you are the chosen people of Jeebus. Go forth and spread my shit no matter what. Go do your dumb, stupid video shoot, even if you don't have permission to, and yell at people about it.
So this is on for quite a long time about how all the accommodations that the library made and tried to make for these assholes
they sound impossible to deal with,
and how they used every single opportunity to fucking turn it into persecution. So
what is it about these people, these conservatives that can't plan events? That to me, this is at the heart of this, is bad event planning. Did Rudy Giuliani help you guys?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like to be their strong suit, really. They should.
Why didn't you do it at a lawn service place? Dumb fucks.
Somehow this guy ended up getting fired anyway, after all these squeals.
You know, if you're renting a space or putting anything in it, space, the number one thing you think about is how many people are coming. That is I can't think of a more basic, if you don't have that information, then you can't rent a space, right? You have to know how many people. Is it 300 or 700?
And then somehow they tried to make it work. Maybe they said, well, you know, you can use this section and then we'll open the outside up and people could sit outside because maybe the weather was amenable and who the hell knows?
I'm just thinking of the prospect. I love that we live on a planet where Kirk Cameron can read a book in some place in Tennessee and 700 people will come out and listen. That is so sad. I'm sure there's a production of Hamlet in a 50-mile radius that nobody's going to. Sad.
Arrest warrant has been issued.
For Trump?
For Putin.
Oh, okay. Well.
You're like, oh, yeah, big deal. An arrest warrant has been issued by the International Criminal Court for Russian President Vladimir Putin's war crimes over his involvement in the abduction of children from Ukraine.
Yes.
Ukraine's presidential advisor for children's rights, Daria Harasimchuk, last month reported that almost 14,000 Ukrainian children had been abducted.
Why?
The International Criminal Court, the ICC, said in a statement that Putin bore individual criminal responsibility for the abduction and deportation of Ukrainian children, which amounts to war crimes.
Isn't this kind of in the vein of genocide? You're taking people away from where they are?
They also issued a warrant for the arrest of Maria Alekseyevna Lyova-Belova. The Commissioner of Children's Rights in the Office of the President of the Russian Federation on similar allegations.
That's quite a business card.
Russia has responded by saying the warrant should be used as toilet paper.
Okay, thank you. Well, really, they're kind of right. I mean, what do we do if we see... How do we arrest Putin? How do we send cops to do that?
Putin's spokesperson said, we do not recognize this court. We do not recognize its jurisdiction.
Thank you.
But the Ukraine prosecutor general Andrei Kostyin said if Putin leaves Russia, he would be arrested and surrendered to ICC. World leaders will think twice before shaking his hand or sitting with Putin at the negotiating table. It's another clear signal to the world that the Russian regime is criminal.
But if Putin went to China, he's not going to get arrested. He could go to China still and wouldn't get arrested. Right.
He's going to China. Or no, Xi's going to visit him.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah, yeah.
Very tacky. I think that's shitty of you, Xi, whatever.
Only I can stop World War III.
God damn it.
I will personally stop World War III.
Him even saying that. It's like, you got World War III in your diaper right now, you fuck. You can't even walk up a fucking ramp. You barely can get through a sentence.
Yeah, I'm sticking by. I haven't seen anything out from him recently that shows he's still got any of the kind of old fire that he had.
The stuff left over in his diaper has more charisma in social aptitude than Ron DeSantis. That guy sucks. That guy, listen, Republicans, if you think this is kind of frustrating, like if they thought, boy, this is our chance to, we're not going to let our party put another Nazi in charge, so let's find someone that could actually beat him and who's not horrible. They're not doing
it. People want to know, why did I sign red flag gun confiscations into law? Why did I sign state forced vaccinations into law? Why did I claim victory?
You know what this is? This is a deep fake.
What do you mean?
Somebody made a deep fake of him saying this.
People want to know, why did I sign red flag gun confiscations into law? Why?
Oh, man. These deepfakes are getting better.
Good enough. Hey, think of that. Think of looking on that on a tiny screen, though.
But that's what's going to come after him.
DeSantis.
Yeah. This whoever made this deepfake is trying to get him.
Right.
With real shit he did.
Yeah, but that's too...
People want to know, why did I sign red flag gun confiscations into law? Why did I sign state forced vaccinations into law? Why did I claim victory over Disney when they're still woke?
This is everything Trump says.
How are they doing that? They're just...
Well, now the voice generators are much better, the AI, than the video.
God.
And they can simulate...
His voice?
The voice, yeah.
They have a voice simulator that can do Ron DeSantis. You can program it.
Yes.
This is going to put Rich Little out of a gig.
Rich Little's still alive, by the way, I think.
But this is going to ruin his
gig. He's been around forever.
Why would you need him now that you have this?
Also, we have in the news this rainy as fuck right now.
Right.
In case we go out, that seems to frequently happen with the Florida infrastructure we got going on here during a good rain.
Yeah.
We lose our internet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that when we get the internet waves can't get wet or something. I don't know.
So, you know, this third call that came out.
Yeah.
Of Trump.
Yeah, where did it come out of him from?
From one of his holes.
Oh, perfect.
That we didn't know about, that we learned about in some of the stuff going on with the grand jury.
Well,
in
according to
Fulton County.
That person better not be lying, that's teasing us, saying, oh, we don't know, just all this shit we don't know about. I hope, man. God damn it.
On CNN, a pundit claimed the former president's legal team will be hard pressed to dismiss Trump's call to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger as one-off venting of frustration, because we now have three. So they can't say that first one was like, hey, look, we just got to find 11,800, whatever.
He did it again.
Because he did it three times.
He did it three times. It's not a mistake.
The former prosecutor on CNN said the call, the third one, is evidence of a pattern of criminality.
Right. Right. It's crazy that just following Trump, even, I don't know, like, do we need to establish a pattern of criminality with this guy? Come on.
No, I think I think it's hard to find a pattern of specific criminality among the Jackson Pollock painting of criminality that he's got going on.
And we're talking about the Georgia shit. This is the Georgia shit, not the Stormy Daniels stuff.
Yes,
so nobody
yes.
gets confused.
This prosecutor on CNN said, first of all, there's no evidence better than recordings. Because that is the defendant or subject's own voice they cannot dispute. There is something to showing a jury, letting a jury hear it and judge by themselves. The fact that there are now three recordings, two of them public, and we're just learning about this third one. We haven't heard this one yet.
Would the FBI...
Makes for a pattern.
Right. Would the FBI or some analyst be able to tell, for instance, that Ron DeSantis video, the deep fake you played?
Yes.
Would they be able to look at that file and say, this is a deep fake?
Yeah, probably. I think voice analysis would probably show
Isn't Trump's people just going to say this is fake?
Oh, I'm sure they're already.
This is fake. So how do you?
I've seen that in comments already.
I know you
from
can't
the,
prove a negative,
from
but
the Trumper Rusty.
How do you prove that that's his voice? I guess that wouldn't be proven a negative.
Well, yeah, and if the FBI's been through it already, they've probably already vetted it. So
yeah.
Mike Pence, you may have heard of him.
Yeah, fuck him.
We didn't even talk about this, but did you see he took a
yes
an anti-gay swipe at yes. Buttigieg?
Yes, I just read about that. Fuck you, you dumb fuck, you stupid shitbag. About his maternity leave.
Yeah, yeah. Last weekend, Pence, who refers to himself as quote a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican.
Oh, got
in
him.
That order.
Ooh, I'm already asleep, Mike, you boring shitbag.
He gave that speech at the Gridiron Dinner, mockingly saying that Buttigieg, quote, took maternity leave after the couple adopted twins.
Yes.
But it was the country, he claimed, that suffered from postpartum depression.
You piece of shit.
The White House requested an apology, but
Mike
is doubling down.
I don't want your apology. Who the fuck asked him for an apology? Fuck that motherfucker.
Yesterday, for an interview with WMUR, this motherfucker said, well, the Gridiron Dinner is a roast, and I had a lot of jokes directed at me. I directed a lot of jokes to Republicans and Democrats. The only thing I can figure, Pete Buttigieg not only can't do his job, but he can't take a joke.
A joke? Oh, look. Hi, I'm Mike Pence. I'm a former vice president. I'm going to say something. I'm just going to pick up this piece of shit trope, polish it off, and pass it off as humor. And then when people are offended, I'm going to climb up there on the cross like that Jesus I suck off all the time.
Right, right, right.
Loser, you fucking idiot. It's not funny. It's stupid. It's mean. And then when people call you out, you say, you kill, he's joking.
Meanwhile, their son was in ICU.
Yeah,
when he,
yeah,
when
yeah,
he took,
yeah.
Was having complications when he was right. On paternity leave.
Right, right, Mike, you stupid shitbag. Ugh, God, I feel like you made us feel so sorry for you when they were trying to fuck you up. Now it fucks
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we can now. Thanks for reminding us what a shitbag whore.
I don't give a shit. Go run for president and see what happens this time, you stupid fuck.
And that's, you know, these fucking Christians that are crawling upon us.
It's, you know, the thing is, he's a former. It's so basic. It's such basic bitch kind of humor. It's so stupid.
But that's what they... Fuck Joe Biden. Huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see that fucking bumper.
Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. You know what that means? Biden. That means fuck Joe Biden.
You know, it's funny. You explained the let's go, Brandon to me, and it's like... when someone explains that, you're waiting for the part where it's like, oh, yes, that's why it's funny. That makes sense. And it just doesn't come. Because these people are like children. Well, no, they're like,
well, yeah.
they're not like children can be smart. They're like orcs or I don't know what they're like.
The Texas, the lovely Republic of Texas.
Hey, man.
Announced on Wednesday that they will be taking over Houston's public school district. The eighth largest in the U.S., deepening existing tensions between local Democratic leaders and the Republican majority-held state.
So let me understand something. The Krakens are coming for the school system of Houston?
Yes.
God. Why are we letting this happen? Don't we have a minister of education or some shit?
They got a letter. The independent school district got a letter saying they'll be recipients of the letter will be replaced with a new superintendent and board of managers chosen by the Texas Education Authority.
Nine!
TEA.
Nine!
TEA? Who will be officially instated June
1. Oh, yes. Here come the Nazis.
The allegations that the board failed to improve student performance in Houston, citing Wheatley High School, which received a failing grade from T in 2019 as an example.
How are these people going to help? What are these people going to do that's going to help?
Additionally, Morath accused the board of holding chaotic board meetings marred by infighting, adding that an investigation revealed multiple violations of laws in the district.
Okay. God. A bunch of Republicans in charge of your schools?
State Democratic lawmakers call the takeover tragic and undignified. Today is a very dark day for HISD and the many black and brown students and communities that are within HISD, said one of the Democratic reps, who emphasized that the takeover is coming even after demonstrated continued exemplary growth in the last 5 years.
So this is about power?
Oh, yeah. And black people and what is racism.
Right.
And they don't like the fact that Houston is, you know, it's a big city, so that means it's a lot of liberals.
Well, I mean,
a lot of, not even liberals, a lot of Democrats.
Right. And they want to do what with this takeover? They want to
take over the education system everywhere and institute their fucking Christian Sharia law.
Jesus Christ. Why are we, I don't understand why this is happening. Don't we have a director of education who's supposed to be in charge of this shit and say, oh, look,
The states have leeway on education.
Why are we doing, well, who thought of that shit?
All right.
That's,
states' rights.
You want Arizona in charge of education anywhere, even in Arizona or Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, the Carolinas?
The ACLU condemned the takeover, saying a hostile takeover threatens to close schools, drive out teachers, take away the power of local communities to elect their own leaders. The state takeover is not about public education. It's about political control of a 90% black and brown student body in one of the country's most diverse cities. It's not what our students and teachers need, said the ACLU.
Yes, it's power. It's how fucked up is this story?
The teachers' union condemned it. Everybody's condemning it, but the goose steppers.
Nine! Everybody likes this. Nobody likes this except the Nazis. Boy, oh boy.
Love it.
Why do you have to do this, though? Could you do other things? This seems, I don't know, particularly irritating.
Because fascism has to take over education.
What does that mean?
They can't have educated people.
What will happen to their public school systems? They get all different teachers
Christian
and
school.
Administrators?
No, they're, everybody gets fired, and you have to pass a Christianity test.
No, really? Like, what? Find a Bible verse?
Yeah. They shove a cookie in your mouth and...
Oh, you get... You have to take communion?
Yeah.
I'm not eating the flesh of your dumb fucking God. I don't even care if it's been transubstantiated.
Which it hasn't.
Well, I mean, guess you haven't
not
read
scientifically. There's been studies done.
Biblically.
They looked at the molecular structure of the cookie before and after the magic was cast.
Get these molecules out of my fucking cookie.
No difference. 0.0.
Yeah.
Shocker, right?
Oh, yes. Jeez.
We have in the news, thanks for the time, half over already. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Yay! Thoughts and prayers.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right. What are you praying for, Shelby?
More treats. Hunter Biden's lawyers have suggested that it's time to open up some cans of whoop-ass on some of these people.
Right.
Who are accusing him of all kinds of stuff without actual evidence. And as we heard from Geraldo, who we all respect,
a couple
of days ago, put up or shut up, Geraldo says.
Well, I mean, Geraldo...
The Republicans are getting antsy.
Well, there's nothing, though. Get antsy. There's nothing there. Get antsy as fuck.
There may be minor thing. I mean,
nobody
drug, you know, and prostitution and maybe some tax issues.
Right.
But nothing to the extent that it's going to reverse the last election. This is all their goal.
Let me ask you something.
It's going to ensnare Joe Biden.
Yes.
He's going to be arrested.
Yes.
Somehow they're going to get Kamala. I don't know how. She's in on it, too,
of course,
in their fab fantasies.
Well, to be fair, are they not going after the Trump kids as well, too? Do you think the Trump kids are guilty of more or less than Hunter Biden? Who's in more legal jeopardy?
What? Who are we asking?
The dog.
We're talking about Hunter
Biden's fucking bullshit.
The Trumps are fucked.
They're fucked.
I hope.
We're talking about Biden's kid. Like, it's the spawn of fucking Satan. But Trump's fucking... We don't even know what these motherfuckers are up to. We don't have time to know yet. Well, they can't operate a charity in New York City anymore.
So attorneys representing Hunter Biden filed his answer and counterclaims alleging invasion of privacy in response to a defamation lawsuit brought by the Delaware-based computer repairman who says they triggered the infamous laptop controversy in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah.
The step represents a major escalation in Hunter Biden's increasingly aggressive legal posture towards some of his most vocal critics and those who allegedly trafficked his personal information.
Damn! Trafficked it.
A suit targets Jean-Paul Mac Isaac, a computer repairman who in April 2019 purportedly obtained and later disseminated data from a laptop allegedly belonging to the president's son.
Well, that's illegal, isn't it?
And we know who he got it to.
Right. You can't do that, right? If the Geek Squad finds something on your computer, they can't just release it, right?
No, they can if it's criminal.
Right.
I mean, if they find, you know, like illegal porn and shit, right, they have to report that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right. But they just didn't find anything on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Well, you know, I mean, no. I mean, he may have naked pictures and dick pics and him with... snorting off of hookers, but I don't know if that's the kind of thing they would turn
in. I like his art.
Somebody's weekend in Vegas. I don't know that they're gonna, doesn't look illegal.
Listen, Hunter Biden did some good fucking art. If you want,
yeah, I did too. I did like some of the shit he did.
If you want people to do crazy shit like that, every once in a while, you're gonna have to be okay with them doing weird shit and doing drugs and stuff. Okay, leave Hunter Biden alone. That art's good enough. You know, that's cool fucking art. Jeez. Fucking let him do his art. So stupid.
The counterclaim is in response to a defamation lawsuit filed by this computer guy against Biden, who I guess Hunter Biden has been saying he's full of shit, and he's like, I'm gonna sue you. attorneys for Biden challenged Mac Isaac's claim that the laptop had an external hard drive. Because his property when Hunter Biden failed to retrieve, or became his property when Biden failed to retrieve them within 90 days of leaving them.
Yes.
At his shop for servicing, citing the fine print of a repair order allegedly signed by Hunter Biden at the time.
Yes.
Contrary to the lawyers say, contrary to this repair authorization form, Delaware law provides tangible personal property is deemed abandoned after 1 year.
Okay.
So this guy can't say, well, in my shop, it's 90 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, who cares about your shop? You aren't.
So therefore, he didn't have the right to put that shit out there and give it to Rudy.
Right. Well, is his shop governed by the laws of America in our Constitution, or is it just a little like, I don't know.
So there we go. And recently, his lawyers have been saying, you know, some of these motherfuckers that are out there on your Fox News and all this stuff that are saying Hunter Biden is a pedophile and needs to be arrested.
Wow.
Better back up those claims really quickly, or they're saying they're going to start issuing defamation suits.
Yeah.
Like fucking snowflakes falling down.
Yeah, it's insane.
And that may be one way to get these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
As much as we can.
I mean, it's just crazy to think. He's like, he left a laptop to be repaired at this guy's shop.
Right, right.
Then this guy went into the fucking laptop.
I mean, can't Biden sue some of these people for defamation?
What an asshole.
Can't he sue Trump?
Yes.
For saying he stole the election? Prove it. Prove it, cunt. Prove it.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Or
with real evidence, not your Dinesh D'Souza conserva porn.
Oh, how gross.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Dear Jesus, what the fuck have you been doing?
Why
with
are you
yourself?
Doing this to us?
Are you awake? Are you on heroin?
This is This is not funny.
Okay.
Except there is a unfortunate name involved.
Oh,
that
great.
That this person you may find
okay.
Funny. The Diocese of Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
Has placed a Monsignor who I will name in a moment because it really sounds like a makeup funny name, but it's really his name. Yeah.
What's his name?
After previously allowing him to return to ministry,
yes.
In a statement, a spokesperson wrote that this priest was placed on administrative leave after it received a child sexual abuse complaint.
Oh, yes. We're going to put you just doing some paperwork for a bit.
He serves as the pastor at St. Aloysius Gonzaga in, Cheektowaga, New York.
Cheektowaga, New York.
Near Buffalo.
That's right.
The diocese said, the claim is more than 20 years old.
Ooh. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
He got better.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. He was, he was reformed. Jeez.
So they say, based on the information available at this time, this is in 2020, finally, okay. They're saying he was accused of molesting a boy in the 70s.
Jesus. And so,
but they don't say when he was accused here.
Right.
They say he might have been molested in the 70s by this, by Monsignor Peter J. Papadick. I swear to God, Peter Papadick?
Father Papadick.
P-O-P-A-D-I-C-K.
Hey, Father Papadick.
I mean...
Let me just Papadick pop this out.
How more commedia dell'arte could that be?
I
right?
It really does sound like commedia dell'arte, like somebody running around with like a phallus.
Right.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to the show. I'm Peter Papadick. Whoa. Watch out.
I'm Lord Snappycock.
Right.
Jeez, man. Papadick. Father Papadick. That's an unfortunate name for a child molester, isn't it? It's very descriptive.
Right.
So for the set since the 70s, I guess, Papa Dick's been bebopping around just molesting people, probably.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah.
Mr. Papa Dick.
Now, I had to look to make sure that this wasn't a fake story.
Okay.
When I read this next sentence.
Oh.
But it's not, because I looked up this person also.
Right.
Papa Dick served as the longtime secretary to Bishop Edward D. Head. Bishop Head and Monsignor Papa Dick. I swear, I looked it up. This guy was really the bishop in this district.
Bishop Head?
In a diocese, he was the 11th bishop, the Diocese of Buffalo in New York from 73 to 95.
I am...
Edward D. Head.
Edward D. I am Bishop Edward Head and Monsignor Papa Dick. That's fucking crazy.
This is my assistant, Peter Papa Dick.
Hello, Mr. Wait, who's in charge? The head is Mr. Head is in charge, and Papa Dick is the assistant.
The head is over the Monsignor. The bishop is above the Monsignor.
Oh, I'm the bishop.
But he was his secretary, I guess, for a while.
Bishop Head?
Bishop Head had a secretary named Monsignor Papa Dick.
Bishop Head. Monsignor Papa Dick.
I'm not kidding.
Give me a latte, please.
I'm not kidding.
I'm tired.
I'll have to get a latte for Mr. Head again.
Thanks, he's Catholics, quiet. for doing that horrific putting a possible diddler back in.
But Mr. Head was the diddler and Papa Dick was the Monsignor, correct? Papa Dick was a non-diddler and Mr. Head was the molester.
Yes.
Papa Dick's just sitting around there watching or something?
No. Papa Dick was the alleged molester.
Oh, but Mr. Head was... What was his boss. Mr. Head.
At the time.
Bishop Head, what were you doing while Monsignor Papa Dick was...
Well, a different...
Terrorizing.
A different
oh,
boy.
Right. You're right. Your dance card was full as well.
Or girl, we found out. There's a lot of girls that were molested also.
Yes. It's a fucking... I don't know. What is it? It's religion.
It's terrorism. Yeah, sure.
It's terrorism. You're going to go to some church and talk about some fake shit and then be careful in the hallways. Papa Dick's about. Mr. Papa Dick. Monsignor Papa Dick.
We got a Christian school in Vermont.
Cardinal Head.
Has been banned from state-sanctioned sporting events.
Damn!
After it forfeited a girls' basketball game instead of playing against a team with a transgender player on the roster.
Oh, you fucking shitbags. You fucking pieces of fucking shit.
Mid-Vermont Christian School was a number 12 seed slated to play against number 5 Long Trail School.
Yes.
In the Division 4 bracket to win the girls' basketball state championship.
Yeah.
MVCS, the Christos, refused to play, however, because Long Trail had a trans athlete on the team.
You said Christian school, though? You said Christian?
Yeah.
It's not very Christian, is it? This is exclusionary.
But they'll point to some ridiculous passage in their book that will claim.
Yeah. What do you think, Jesus? I'll pretend I'm you guys, you freaks. I'm going to say Jesus exists, like you guys say. You'd said, Jesus, here's a trans person we wouldn't let play in our game because they're trans. You know what Jesus would do to you? He would smite your ass.
He'd knock your tables over.
Oh, yes. And make an example out of your shitty Christianity. You're a shitty Christian.
I don't think we have any examples of Jesus smiting anybody in the book.
I'll find one.
The most he did was flip over some tables.
Man, but the, like...
He was a turn-the-other-cheek kind of guy.
But tables back then were so heavy.
He did do that walking on water thing, allegedly.
It's not like you got a table from IKEA. It's all wooden.
The head of the Christian school, Vicky Fogg...
Is this a fake story?
...made a predictably bigoted comment.
Fogg?
We withdrew from the tournament because we believe playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. Allowing biological males to participate in women's sports sets a bad precedent for the future of women's sports in general.
Why are you being so mean and so evil to these fucking students? That student wants to play their game. They like playing that game, but you're saying no because why? The fun parts don't match up as the way you think they should. Jeez. What fucking idiots. My fucking God. Is there no other team that would play these people so they can play their game? My God. Jeez. That's shitty, right? If you had a tennis tournament and you were playing against a trans person, would you play the tournament or would you just slam your racket down and walk off like a little bitch?
I would play.
You'd play the tournament, of course. What is wrong with these people? That's not good sportsmanship, right?
As research is showing, there is no consistent evidence showing that trans athletes have a competitive advantage. Yeah, later in the transition.
Well, I mean, they have shown.
I'm team trans,
of course.
But they have shown that the recently transitioning are going to have more muscle mass and be stronger. Right.
But this is the issue that the dumb people like, and it's not an issue. It's not an issue. Here's the issue with trans people: quit being mean to them. And quit doing hate crimes. That's the issue.
More importantly, it's high school sports. It's not professional. It's meant to be fun.
Like, these are kids trying to play their game. Why are you fucking with children?
By forfeiting the game, the Christian school denied all the girls a chance to display their skills on the court.
And how does that one person feel? Think about that. The one trans athlete on that team or whoever they were.
To their credit, the Vermont Principals Association, which oversees high school athletic competitions there, made it clear they would stand by their inclusive policies. They have a no-tolerance policy when it comes to discrimination based on a student's actual or perceived sex and or gender.
There we fucking go! There we go! Why doesn't that solve that for them? Wow, that makes sense to me. I guess I'm a fucking genius. Jeez. That's easy. How easy is that?
So 2 weeks after the event, Mid-Vermont Christian School, it was announced, would no longer be allowed to participate in VPA-sponsored athletic events. It was a unanimous vote of the 15-member executive committee.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a hard call. State law forbids discrimination against out trans athletes. Still, it's nice to see an athletic association do the right thing and not cave into bigot demands. This is Hemet Mehta writing.
Yeah. That is good.
The VPA's executive director, Jay Nichols, said bluntly, if you don't want to follow the VPA rules, that's fine, but then you're not going to be a VPA member.
Yeah, and God.
So there you go.
Right.
Of course, they're going to squeal. They're trying to appeal.
To whom, Jesus? Why don't you? No. Who are they appealing to?
Canceling our membership is not a solution and does nothing to deal with the very real issue of safety and fairness facing women's sports in our beloved state. We urge the VPA to reconsider its policies and balance the rights of every athlete in the state.
That is what they are doing, you stupid shits. You fucking medieval fucknuts. Holy fuck. What else do you... God.
Well, the state law's clear, so fuck them.
Yeah.
But they're going to climb on the cross. They're going to
appeal.
And sue, try to get up to Amy Conehead Barrett and all the Christo fascists there who will Conehead. Probably side with them.
You know what? These people are like, Jesus is the ultimate law or the authority. Then fuck all your other appeals. I need you to go home and get on your knees and pray. To your Jeebus. That is who you should appeal to, right?
Sure.
Just go do that.
Yeah, pick one.
You dumb fucks.
Jesus, Holy Spirit.
Just sit around and talk to yourself
Yahweh,
about it.
Vishnu.
That would be nicer than what you're doing.
Cthulhu.
Yeah. See if Cthulhu gives a fuck about your exclusionary shit. I bet they won't.
Cthulhu has more in common with their view of their God than Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Cthulhu just texted me. He's like, I'm gonna fuck you guys up.
What's going on, Shelby? Mm-hmm. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening and downloading.
That's right.
We do this pretty much every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yeah.
Live.
It's just weird. It's like, Kirk Cameron doesn't even live in Tennessee. He lives in California. In Calabasas.
Does he?
Yes. And
is that his official?
Yeah, we did a story because during COVID, that fuckhead did the illegal Christmas Carol event in some parking lot of a mall in Calabasas. I mean,
that's
look,
right,
it's,
that's
this
right.
guy. It's the thing with Kirk Cameron is, it's not like, where are they now? It's not like that. He took it to a whole different level. What are they doing to us now? I'm trying to think, is there any former 80s sitcom face fucking the country like this guy? Leave the libraries alone.
In a monumental ruling today, Ryan.
Yes.
A federal judge ordered Donald Trump attorney Evan Corcoran to provide additional testimony as part of an investigation into the former president's handling of classified documents.
Oh, shit. Here comes Jack.
Corcoran has the potential to become one of the most crucial witnesses in special counsel Jack Smith's criminal investigation.
Damn.
Into possible mishandling of classified records after the Trump presidency and obstruction of justice.
Yeah. One of the talking heads explained this to me. I think Barbara McQuaid said that that Jack Smith is trying to get the testimony of all these people at Mar-a-Lago locked down, so when they want to go try and lie for Trump, they won't be able to.
Right.
I love it.
District Judge Beryl Howell said in an order under seal that Justice Department... Seal is a great singer.
Oh,
I wonder if he's okay with this. A kiss from a rose on.
Is there somebody that's going to tell him he was mentioned on a podcast today?
How dare you? He's still out touring.
No, I mean, he would know. Does he get to know of all his press mentions? Like if we mention Seal,
his people might get it.
In the summary, I'm going to say we talked about Seal briefly just to see if they contact us.
Justice Department prosecutors have met threshold for the crime fraud exception for Corcoran. That means if they think there's crime and fraud, the attorney-client privilege goes goodbye-bye.
Okay, well, let me help you with that. There was. There is.
You think so?
It's happening. Yes.
The scope of what the DOJ will be allowed to ask, however, is not immediately clear. Trump's team is expected to appeal, of course, ask for the judge's order to be stayed. The decision hands Trump yet another loss, yes, under seal in court as his team and allies try to hold off Smith's investigators,
yes,
from learning about direct conversations he had with some of his closest advisors.
I would encourage everybody in the DOJ, since it's like you guys are all going to be spending time with these maggots in these little conference rooms doing trials and interviews and such, get boosted. You got to get boosted because, you know, these spreaders, they're coming for you.
And meanwhile, there was another article that was saying nobody seems to be able to find this blanket order that Trump gave.
Yes.
That everything he took out is instantly declassified. Yeah. For some reason, this, when he said I automatically declassified, right, it, nobody seems to have that memo.
He ate it.
He seems to think that, you know, he might have been sitting on the shitter and said, I visually.
Right.
To the air, and that his presidential magic by then casts over it, and they're no longer classified.
You know, the way you're talking about Trump right now, it reminds me of how the Republicans used to talk about what they thought Obama used to do with his executive orders. He would just make all, yes, these random decisions, independent of anything. He was a ruler, or you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's what exactly what Trump is actually doing. That's who Trump is.
So I'm sure if there's not already some truth,
truth
bombs out there.
Right.
There will be.
I mean, if he gets indicted.
We'll head over there in a second.
They're going to come to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Cuff him.
Yes.
Take him in, process him, book him, fucking
They may not cuff him. They may not deem him a threat.
Mugshot the guy, and then he's got to make bail.
Yes.
I thought this was going to happen today.
If they what do, the they fuck? Might they might give him a signature bond.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to show up.
But they better take his passports.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it matters.
What do you mean?
He doesn't need a passport to...
To go to Saudi Arabia?
To skip to Saudi Arabia, yeah, or to... Not. Yeah. Qatar.
Qatar.
Also, there's a headline over at the Drudge.
Yes.
Americans head to Europe for the good life on the cheap.
Do they?
I guess.
Is it cheap over there?
Ben and his, Ben sipped vino verde from a stemmed wine glass while he watched his daughter play on a swing in, January. He bought the wine from a kiosk, I don't speak Portuguese. The ubiquitous kiosks, luxury of living in Lisbon. They have wine kiosks in Portugal. Dude, in Lisbon.
Yeah, and in this country, what we have are textbooks that will explain what Rosa Parks did without mentioning race.
They moved to Portugal from Florida.
Yes,
renting a 4-bedroom apartment. For $2,500 a month.
Jeez.
In Campo de Ourique, a quiet neighborhood with small shops and restaurants. But that's
that's not bad, though. 4-bedroom
for a giant 4-bedroom in downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Lisbon?
Find me a place in a shitty part of town, though. That's what I want.
Last year, they bought a 19th century house in Lapa, a historic neighborhood perched high above the river.
Yeah, yeah.
With embassies and 18th century palaces, blah, blah, blah. In the Portuguese capital, English speakers are seemingly everywhere. Oh, I didn't know that. That was kind of, right. I think I had a chance, you know, I was playing the, okay, I'm in this city.
Yes.
What's my cheapest flight out to another city in Europe,
right,
game?
Right.
Which is how I got from Sicily to Ireland for $10.
That's
one time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I had a chance to go to Lisbon, and I was like, God, I don't, I mean, I speak a little Spanish.
You speak Spanish.
But I was worried that there wasn't going to be as much English, and I had already been overwhelmed with, I forget what at the time. Where was I? I think in Paris. I was overwhelmed with French, which I know zero of.
Yeah.
Zero. In Italy, I can get by a little bit and I at least understand some words here and there and ask for the bathroom and stuff. But, you know, I was overwhelmed and was
you have to be able to tell people, please don't give me any food with peanuts, because then I have to pantomime to you that I'm dying and I need to go to the doctor.
I was like, I have to hear some English. So I end up going somewhere. But I didn't know that they mostly speak English in
Lisbon. That's cool. That's good. 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 That's good. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Americans unable to afford the kind of homes they want in the kinds of domestic cities where they want to live, like San Francisco or New York, are moving to Southern Europe in significant numbers.
That's like Portugal. I would live in Portugal.
Drawn
That's nice.
By the mild climate and low cost of living, made even more affordable by a strong dollar, many Americans gush about trading a car-dependent lifestyle for the chance to live in a vibrant European city on the cheap.
Let me ask you something.
Go.
Can I do stand-up without knowing Portuguese in Portugal?
Yeah, I'm assuming in Lisbon you could work at a club that caters to Brits and American tourists and expats.
That is a real problem. I can't imagine. How do you be funny in another language? A lot of gestures, I guess.
And then after you're there for a little while, you'll eventually start to learn it, too.
Oh, yeah?
I assume if you try.
Yeah, walk around with headphones on all day.
Yeah.
Dude, that David Sedaris thing about him living in France, taking a subway and running into the American tourists that were staying at the Hard Rock. Oh, God, that's some good shit.
So there you go. Americans are skipping out to Southern Europe.
Right, I get it. Listen.
For good life on the cheap.
What else is Southern Europe? Is France in Southern Europe? Is there some parts of France? We're just talking about Spain and Portugal, really?
Yeah, Portugal, Spain, maybe Italy parts.
Italy's expensive, though.
But if you start going a little farther east, it gets even cheaper.
Oh, really? Like where? Ukraine?
Not that far east, but yes. Right. There were a lot of American expats in Ukraine, because Ukraine was... Before this whole Putin bullshit.
Dude, Ukraine's a huge fucking country.
There are a lot of gamers, interestingly enough, that bailed and went to Ukraine because they could make a nice living. Even they're not big gamers.
Oh, right.
But they could make a little bit of money and have a giant, huge apartment or even a house somewhere in Bulgaria or somewhere in Slovakia.
Man, I would be busting into PlayStation Info and all kinds of stuff, and I would be conscripting drone pilots right now. I would be like, I saw what you did in Call of Duty. You have to come to fly a drone.
I think that's probably what ends up.
Oh, really?
I mean, we're flying the drones, don't you? I mean, wouldn't you think the more game dexterous kind of people would be the ones that would be flying the drones
remotely?
You could
fly a drone. I bet you could fly a drone. It'd take you one afternoon to learn the fucking game.
Speaking of, we've talked about this before, but there's a story that did come out in the Washington Post like a week ago.
Okay.
Quote, Christian patriots, unquote, are flocking from blue states to Idaho.
Thank God. I love this. This is great news. It's great news.
I don't think it's good news.
Why?
Because of poor Idaho.
Again, dear Idahoans, I'm sorry if you're a progressive and you love that state.
And do we want these loonies like condensed into one small area?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yes. That's how you deal with them.
Getting away from us is nice.
Yes.
Earlier this month, Representative Margie Taylor Greene.
Hey.
What the fuck is Margie doing in Idaho?
Stay there, motherfucker.
I mean, seriously, I say the same thing about our fucking representative. When he's flitting all over the place.
He's fucking...
When are you doing anything for Florida's first? For the panhandle?
A sex trafficker. That's what he's probably doing.
Well...
I mean, that's why... I mean, you know...
Well, multitask.
The thing is, if all these people move to Idaho, all we have to do is...
Get arrested.
Airlift... airlift the good Idahoans out of there, and we'll save them. And guess where you get to live? Somewhere different. And I know it's not Idaho. How about this? What if we relocate the you can live in Greenwich Village? You know what I mean? But we're talking about progressives who are fleeing.
Greenwich Village is cool. Yeah.
And then we'll take back Idaho. No problem.
So Margie was in at addressing the Kootenai County Republican Central Committee.
The what?
Kootenai, K-O-O-T-E-N-A-I. I assume it's an Indian name.
God, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Whose purview runs from the small resort city of Coeur d'Alene up along the Washington state border. Before she spoke, a local pastor, one-time Idaho state rep named Tim Remington. Oh, he's named after the gun. I'm going to come. Wearing an American flag themed tie, revved up the crowd saying, if we put God back in Idaho, then God will always protect Idaho.
Man. What? Why are they picking Idaho? Why are they flocking to Idaho? What does Idaho have that they love so much? Is it the meth?
Margie spoke for almost an hour.
What the fuck did she say in an hour?
Jesus.
What is her?
She touched on topics dear to her far-right fans. Claims about the 2020 election being stolen. Sympathy for those arrested for the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Nazi shit.
Her opposition to vaccine mandates.
Yes. I hate science.
She insisted the Democrats in Washington have abandoned God and truth. Specifically, the, quote, sword of biblical truth, which will hurt you.
Ooh, yes. Hey, why don't you sit on that sword? Yay. Hey, by the way, this is the same tired shit. This is the same fucking tired shit that was done in like the late 30s in this country. We've done this same tired fucking bullshit. Didn't we do this already in the 30s? They did the America First thing. It sounded exactly like this. You worn out, sad, broken record fuckface.
The Washington Post says the event may be the closest thing yet to Green's vision for this GOP, which she has urged to become, quote, the party of Christian nationalism.
Nine!
The Idaho Panhandle's especially fervent embrace of the ideology
of Hitler
may explain why Green, who sells T-shirts reading Proud Christian Nationalist,
I'm a Nazi,
why she traveled more than 2,300 miles to a county with fewer than 67,000 Republican voters to talk about biblical truth.
Listen, man, if you're a Nazi, put those Christian Nationalist shirts on so we all know who the fuck you are.
She's there. Oh, we know. She's there because amid ongoing national debate over Christian nationalism, North Idaho offers a window at what actually trying to manifest a right-wing vision of Christian America can look like and the power it can wield in state politics. So these motherfuckers are taking over Northern Idaho.
Right.
And foisting their bullshit on the entire state.
These people are nothing. They are bullshit. And this... What? Wait. She wants to explain Christian nationalism? Is that what she said?
No, she wants us to be the party of... She wants the GOP to be the party of Christian nationalism.
They are! She mission accomplished! So. They are! They surely are! When have they not been?
North Idaho has long been known for its hyper-libertarians, apocalyptic preppers, and white supremacist groups who have retreated to the region's sweeping frozen lakes and wild forests to await the collapse of American society.
Fuck each other to death.
And then they'll be able to assert control over what remains.
Right. Go forth and fuck and create inbred children and have a ball.
But in recent years, the state's existing separatists have been joined by conservatives feeling bluer Western states, opportunistic faith leaders, real estate developers, and more recently...
Oh, yes!
Oh, fleeing bluer Western states. I said feeling.
Oh.
By conservatives fleeing bluer Western states, opportunistic faith leaders, real estate developers, and most recently, those opposed to COVID restrictions and vaccines.
But I thought they were going to say, because that's where all the marks are. I'm going to make money in Idaho off all of the stupid people who are moving there. I understand that. That's what's going on, right? Let's start a church in Idaho. It's the fucking gold rush. There's so many maggots that want to pray and give you a tenth of their fucking income. That's what this is.
The origin of North Idaho's relationship with contemporary Christian nationalism can be traced to a 2011 blog post published by a survivalist author, James Wesley, Rowles,
right,
which he's added oddly to his name. He's got a comma in his name.
Okay.
James Wesley, comma, Rawls, titled The American Redoubt, Move to the Mountain States. His 4,000-word treatise called, that's a long blog post,
yeah,
called on conservative followers to pursue exit strategies from liberal states to move to safe havens in the American Northwest, specifically Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, eastern sections of Oregon and Washington.
Stay the fuck out of Montana, Washington, Wyoming, whatever. I mean, that's, I don't know. There's none of it rattlesnakes there. You can have it.
He says, I'll be branded a religious separatist, but so be it. I am a separatist, but on religious lines, not racial ones.
Oh, fuck you. Hey, I love it.
I'm sure the black people are welcome.
I want all these domestic terrorists and militia type fucks. You move all to the same place. It is easier to come get you. That's all it is. These little bitches are cowards.
Crazy.
No, what?
You sound crazy.
No, but if they're a bunch of white supremacists and fucking lunatics moving to Idaho, that's where they're all going to be.
We don't want this happening. We don't want them coalescing.
We want them leaving.
Right. We want them to fade away. But building a stronghold in northwestern United States is not fading away. It's building a stronghold of separatism in western United States.
You know, but I want to, Idaho, if you have any brochures, I want to give some out in the neighborhood here. Look at this beautiful state you could move to. Please go.
They call it the Redoubt.
Right.
REDOBT. growing rapidly is this they've got a podcast, Readout News.
Right. You know what they're gonna like? The Readout, that's Joey Reid's show.
REDOBT, Redoubt.
Like, the Redoubt.
Doubters.
Okay. God, that's a shitty name. Shitty people. Listen, in Idaho, if you guys want to move to Idaho, you still have to follow the rules of the U.S., right?
Yeah, arguably. Okay. Yes.
Do they understand that?
Chris Walsh works for Revolutionary Realty, whose webpage... Oh, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. Whose webpage features images of bald eagles, American flags, and a banner that welcomes visitors, quote, to the heart of the Great American Redoubt, North Idaho.
Oh, my God. This poor realtor, before this happened, he was selling this shitty property in the middle of nowhere nobody gave a fuck about. And now the conservatives have helped
now
him
somehow.
Now
he's loaded, and he's probably going to, I'll bet he'll get rich and move out of Idaho. He explained clients seek him out to locate property that is, quote, defensible with clear firing lanes in the event of invasion. how sad.
No, let's move there and sell these dumb people shit. Oh, my God. You don't even have to. God, I'm going to get a website. I'll move to Idaho for freedom real estate and just get that traffic, right?
His company,
my God.
His customers are overwhelmingly preppers, also typically claiming to be Christians.
Yes, I'll, it makes sense for Christians to say, is there a clear fire lane in my front yard so I can fucking kill people coming in?
But he says the most recent concentrated wave of newcomers came during the pandemic when they were fleeing mask mandates and vaccine mandates.
Just listening to what people coming to Idaho are looking for in a home, that doesn't make you feel better that they're not going in the middle of nowhere somewhere.
He said the COVID thing really drove a lot of people to get out of Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, any place where the government was acting very tyrant-like in terms of lockdowns. Up here, we locked down, but just about for 3.5 weeks.
I've never lived in San Francisco. I've never been there. It seems like a fucking... I would love to live in San Francisco. Holy shit, what a great place. They're fleeing Portland? Would you rather live in Portland or in the middle of nowhere with these fucksticks? Exactly. Oh, God.
This is the weirdest
sales pitch.
Would it be defensible and have clear fire?
God. God, be nervous about your neighbors in Idaho. Let them know you're coming over. You can't just drop by. You'll get shot in the fire lane.
Oh, but not all Christians in this fucktopia they want to create there.
Fucktopia for Jesus.
One of these assholes, Wilson, was asked where liberal Christians would fit into his theoretical Christian society. He says, well, they'd be welcome, but they'd be excluded from holding office.
No, they wouldn't. Not if they got more votes. Where do you think you're moving? Your own country? If they could get more votes, they would be excluded. Man, it's like a bunch of people are moving to daycare in Idaho. It sounds like daycare.
But they're also stacking the decks on the local representation, on the mayors, on the city councils, on the county boards, on the school boards of every little town.
We have to do something with these fuckheads. This to me sounds like a reasonable thing. Go away, move to Idaho, I'll avoid it.
I don't think we need a toxic boil that large.
Hey man, I mean
right now it's a little more diffused, I guess.
I'm just thinking, if in this place, if 1 in 5 conservatives in Florida moved to Idaho, that would be a noticeable difference in equality of life.
Of the craziest?
Equality of life would go up.
Yeah, well.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Quite possibly, I mean.
Please move to Idaho, you snowflakes. No one will say any poo-poo words or offend your Jesus out there. You'll love it. People are moving from San Francisco to Idaho. Jeez.
NBC News reporting. Yes. Local, state, and federal law enforcement and security agencies are preparing for the possibility that former President Trump will be indicted as early as next week.
See what I mean? Because these maggots do things like storm the Capitol, they're violent, they're fucking crazy. This one guy, this one shitbag is going to be indicted, and we're worried about them being violent.
Yeah.
Go to Idaho, please.
I mean, I think there will be, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, Trump is envisioning the millions of people rising up and setting the cities on fire until he's released and put back in the White House, and Joe Biden is imprisoned for stealing.
There's some truths about his fans, his supporters. They are not missing a meal.
A lot of them are older.
Yes, they are. They are not. They're not going to come out for him. They might. They don't do shit. They're not showing up at the rallies.
Law enforcement agencies are conducting preliminary security assessments and are discussing potential security plans in and around the Manhattan Criminal Court.
Well,
in case Trump is charged in connection with an alleged hush money payment to Stormy Daniels.
Shit,
and he travels to New York to face any charges, you know, he's going to turn that into a, or what if he says I'm not going? Now we've got a sitch where, we've talked about this before, like long time ago, what would DeSantis do? Because it would ultimately be DeSantis's decision whether to extradite.
Yeah.
Being in the executive branch, the Justice Department would decide whether or not to extradite.
The U.S. Marshals would drag his ass to Georgia.
Well, yes, I mean,
that's exactly what would happen, though, right?
Probably what should happen. But would DeSantis not recognize the who knows what's going to go on with that? Backing Trump now, especially.
God, this is so nuts.
It's crazy.
It is insane.
Because Trump will say, fuck it, I'm not going. Come get me.
Yeah, hell yes. I dare you. The U.S. Marshals would just roll in there and throw him in the, I guess, depending on their, they just take him like they would anybody else, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
They should. And if they're fucking maggot protesters in New York, well, I hope you treat them the same way you did Black Lives Matter people. Go after them, I guess. Jeez.
The agencies involved include the NYPD, New York State court officers, the Secret Service, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force.
For one fucking guy.
And the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. They're all coordinating to see what might happen in case Trump gets indicted.
You got to indict him. Just do it. Just fucking do it.
Which,
guess what?
Fingers
we can handle it.
Next week, maybe.
Yeah. What?
Early next week.
No.
They're saying.
No. Someone said yesterday it would be today.
Well, it's a little late today. They're God, not going to do it on a Friday news dump. Can't wait to see what gets put out
today,
tonight.
Yeah, man, but it's like they kept at the beginning of the week or someday they started teasing it. It's killing me. Indict him, please.
Also, what we got a few minutes left here.
Yay.
Big Show joins on Monday. Have a great fucking weekend, everybody.
That's right.
This is from, this is big news.
Yes.
An interview. I wonder if I have audio. Oh, I do. This is a very important announcement.
Okay.
You'll recognize the voice.
It's about, I guess, your loan, the loan you took out at MyPillow. People are all over you about this.
Yeah, there last year it actually was three separate loans as the machine companies continue to sue us for billions of dollars. And we had to borrow almost $10 million at MyPillow. We're a company, we're an employee-owned company. It just baffles me, Steve. You've got all these companies, are these machine companies out there, these voting machine companies that nobody even knew their name before, but everybody protects them. And yet you attack a USA company, MyPillow, and my employees, and it's just disgusting.
He had to take a $10 million
Damn.
Loan on MyPillow.
That is crazy.
His kids have got to trank
God,
him.
God, Mike, you are...
And 5150 him.
You know,
before
we always,
all that MyPillow right. money's gone, if it's not already.
We always say, is this person a believer or not? Do they really believe in this bullshit? This guy's a believer.
Oh, I think
bigly.
He's... Yeah, I think he's gone.
He's nuts. This guy should be in a facility and somebody should be pumping some kind of shit into his brain.
$10 million.
He's suffering
Holy
from
shit.
Trumpitis. Trump, fuck. I don't know what he has. What does he have?
He's
manic.
Well, years of massive cocaine usage. And and abuse. And add Jesus as your then switch your addictions to Jesus.
Yeah. And he built this beautiful, beautiful empire of pillows and then set it ablaze. How sad, you stupid shitbag.
An employee-owned company. That's pretty socialist,
right.
by the way. I got to look that up and see
is
if that's
it,
true.
Is that true? Because I don't know if he says anything that's real.
I'm all for that. I think that's the future, is get rid of these corporations.
That
and,
sounds like
and
Chi-Com.
Make them all employee-owned.
That's Chi-Com, communism, or whatever the fuck they say.
Where essentially the employees are shareholders.
Right.
Not outside cunts, but the people who actually work and produce the product and work there.
That sounds like something.
Or service.
If
or,
someone heard you say that, the other side would say that's communism.
Okay. It's not.
Well.
Communism would be the government owning everything and giving you what they think you need.
He had to get a $10 million loan? He has tons of money.
Which isn't actually pure communism.
Right.
Marx is spinning in his grave at my definition.
Yeah.
So there you go. Mike Lindell, $10 million. We had to borrow.
Damn.
We had to borrow.
Does he think he's gonna survive the lawsuit and live to shred more foam to make shitty pillows?
I don't know. It's
shitty
pillows. His pillows are being yanked from everywhere.
Well, I think what's gonna happen is Dominion's gonna own those shitty fucking pillows.
Yeah, Dominion pillows, my Dominion pillow.
Well, I mean, I guess they will. That's how he pays people, isn't it? Here, have a pillow.
What's this?
Yeah, that's the picture Cheryl used. Well, she's done. I'm not even going to let her. You know, this is just disgusting, Cheryl. You know, what kind of journalist are you? I thought, you know, oh, yeah, you know, you couldn't use any other picture, but they caught whatever I was doing that day. You know, What's her headline? Read what her headline says.
Mike Lindell says he had to borrow $10 million last year to keep my pillow afloat, and he's running out of cash.
This is from Business Insider. So he's upset about the reporter at Cheryl who interviewed him, and they used a picture of him looking confused and vexed.
Mike, you need to fuck off. You should see some of the pictures they've used of Hillary Clinton over the years. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
he's
my
really
fucking
pissed
God.
Off. That's look at the picture they used of me.
I don't think that's that bad.
What's her headline? Read what her headline says.
Mike Lindell says he had to borrow $10 million last year to keep my pillow afloat, and he's running out of cash, too.
Means, yeah, we've spent millions of dollars on my pillow on these lawsuits. But also, there was other things that happened. When you had ships that were trapped, remember all the ships that were out at sea, Brandon?
Yes.
Jesus Christ,
well,
he's so mad.
Like these sheets, these Perkel sheets and Giza sheets, we lost a whole season because you couldn't get these ships in, okay? We don't make these in the United States. And why? Because there's no weavers or spinners left. So we make our sheets. We go over to, we have the best cotton in the world, the long staple cotton for the Giza Dream sheets. And so these come from India, the Perkel. So they ship all the money.
Oh, I'm sure there's no weavers left here.
Yes, there's none. All the weavers are gone.
There's no weavers left here that will pay 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
To sew your Perkel sheets or whatever.
You know, that's the same shit they say on Shark Tank when somebody comes in and says, you know, I want to produce this over here. And then Mr. Wonderful's like, well, we could really bring the price down if we just did the production overseas.
China do it. Yeah, let China
like,
do
well,
it.
Well, I want to do it in America.
You got to have like stinky employees with unions and, yeah, and insurance
and you know what they say?
Benefits and stuff here.
They always say, oh, you think people over there can't make a good product? Is that what you think?
These come from India, the Perkel. So they ship all the money that could have been distributed, and my pillow being an employee-owned company instead has to go to lawyers in frivolous lawsuits because their CEO is out there trying to help save our country to get rid of these electronic voting machines.
Oh, God. If I was your employee,
Jesus,
I would be fucking pissed off.
I mean, you know, actually, couldn't his board go after him?
Well, that's what I'm wondering is, I mean, he might have controlling interest. I'm sure he does.
However, it's structured. I mean, the thing is, he's out there. That's the key thing. He just said, you could be in there not doing anything. Instead, you're out there setting fire to your company. People are going to lose their jobs because this guy thinks that the election was stolen by China.
Well, there's a report that the IRS is looking into him, too.
Gross.
He might be audited.
Oh, wow. What's that going to look like? Good luck, Mike. Holy fuck. There's no more weavers. They took my phone at Hardee's.
Oh, poor Mike Lindell might be going broke because of his insanity.
Look for him on a cross.
Man.
All these guys, they're climbing up on their crosses. They're so sad.
I wonder if his kids are going to start writing books.
They have to.
Do something.
Is there. Maybe they have shows on the Frank speech. No, his kids get a code. They're like, here's a code you can use for my pillow. Coupon code. It's a referral code, affiliate link.
Frank speech.
Yes. Are they still on the internet air?
Let's do a live drop in.
God,
not alone. He's exemplary of everybody else. He's got this general feeling that things are just completely spiraling out of control. There's nobody at the helm. You know, Ed just said we're the adults. That's, I think, the way a lot of people feel, that there's no adults here, Steve, to say, no cooler heads to say, all right, we really need to pump the brakes. Somebody's got to figure something out here before, you know, we hit the wall. And
I don't know who this is.
Are they talking about Ukraine?
He's talking to Steve Bannon. This is Steve Bannon's show. This is Richard Barris. And the Chiron says, director, big data poll, people's pundit .locals.com. So
yes,
it's probably some right wing polling group.
So Frank's speech doesn't have enough content, so he has to put Bannon's show on it.
Steve Bannon's on it, yeah.
Oh, it's not the Bannon
Lindell TV
podcast. He's a
guest. It is the War Room.
Oh, okay.
The imperial capital is, but particularly on the Republican side, every one of those issues, and you and I talk about this every day. People are rock hard in their beliefs here. No more money for Ukraine. Shut the border.
Rock hard in their beliefs.
You have to
Bannon
say
is
it like that.
Looking particularly shitty. He hasn't shaved. He looks like he hasn't showered in days. His hair is greasy and falling in front of him. His eyes are red rimmed.
Is he looking particularly Don't you think? Skinny?
He's got his one, two, three, at least three layers on and two pens, oddly.
I think he looks status quo for him. He looks like shit.
Really?
He was like shit. It looks like know. Absolute shit.
He looks
shit.
More shit for some reason to me.
Jeez. I hope he's okay.
I hope he's not unwell.
He looks like a mole. Like a big fat mole.
We've got very, very, very little time.
On the planet?
Left here. Well, TBD.
So long and thanks for all the fish.
I'm not going to play a hate preacher to play us out. I don't want to end on that kind of a note.
Yes.
Do I have any good news? I don't really have a lot of good news. Did you hear about the... we don't have time for animals get pissed, but...
Damn.
A zebra bit a guy's arm off.
What the fuck? That's a zebra.
It's not funny.
Going.
It's not funny.
That's a zebra going. How cute do you think I am?
A man was taken to hospital Sunday afternoon after a zebra attacked him in Pickaway County, Ohio.
Ohio?
A fenced in field reports that a man was seriously injured by a zebra that he owned. The victim was lying on the ground with his right arm covered with his sleeve.
You own it?
Dispatch log said the victim had his arm bitten off by the zebra.
You own that zebra. That zebra owns you.
His arm is fucked off, but he will not lose it.
That zebra owns you, buddy. That's how nature works. We don't own nature. Nature owns us.
I think the fuckers shot the zebra.
Oh, fuck. That's fuck. Why is there a zebra in Ohio? What's going on with that? Why does somebody have a zebra in a fenced in yard in Ohio? What the fuck, man?
A deputy fatally shot the zebra.
Yeah, some fucking pig.
In the head due to its continued aggressive behavior.
It's in a fenced-in yard in Ohio. What the fuck do you think is going on in this?
Well, and maybe something's wrong with the animal. Maybe it's ill. Maybe it's got pain somewhere.
Yeah,
or whatever.
You know what's wrong with it? It's a zebra, not in fucking Africa.
I'm sure this guy is quite the wildlife expert.
Oh, yeah, sure. Jesus. Bit his arm. How did the zebra? I've never.
Male zebras are territorial. Their job is to get and hold a group of females that he wants to breed. He'll be very protective of those against any challengers. The zebra was aggressive due to being protective of about five or six female zebras that were in the field.
Right.
So it was, they're not pets. They're not domesticated.
The zebra thought he was trying to protect his people.
And
man.
The motherfuckers killed him.
Yeah. Yeah. And he took your fucking arm. You had a zebra as a pet, you shitbag.
I don't approve.
Don't either. I don't either.
Of them killing that zebra.
Watch out for the zebras, man.
Let's get out of here.
Fuck you up.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link or the banner on the webpage. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you shit.
Yay.
And check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed weekends, everyone. We will hit you up again on Monday.
Yay.
Senators will have to decide.
That's the wrong drop. Let's do this one.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.